Spring is in the air at Littleton Coin Company, and we want to help you brighten your collection. Visit us at littletoncoin.com all month long to enjoy 15% off your purchase. With a wide selection of coins, paper money, supplies, and more, Littleton Coin Company has something for every collector's taste. Use promo code SPRING at littletoncoin.com for 15% off your purchase all month long. Restrictions apply. Littleton Coin Company. Serving collectors since 1945.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Overcoming Low Self-Esteem podcast. This podcast is designed to teach you about self-esteem, how we get low self-esteem, what triggers it, what can come from it if we don't heal from it, and of course, how to overcome it. If you enjoy this podcast, please do us a huge favor and rate, subscribe, and share this podcast. Please rate and comment. We love your feedback. Your feedback is important to us, and we want to make this podcast a podcast that heals and touches the world. If you have questions, if you have suggestions, if you have ideas, please email us at overcoming@vatsjr.com. That's overcoming@vatsjr.com. That'll also be in the notes. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Overcoming Low Self-Esteem podcast. If this is your first time joining us, welcome. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for finding us out of the thousands and thousands and thousands of podcasts out there. I am truly grateful for your presence, for your attention, and I don't take that lightly. Thank you so much. Please do me a huge favor. Please rate, like, subscribe, and share this podcast. Please help us help the world. Please help us help people out of their low self-esteem and walking into their birthright of confidence and abundance. My name is Tempest. I am the host, and let's just dive right into today's episode. I want to talk about affirmations that people can use when they are in suffering in low self-esteem. Before we dive into the affirmations, let's talk about affirmations for a bit, because I think a lot of us use affirmations and we think just merely saying words will change us. And that is partially true, but there's also some work that you have to put into it. So when you affirm something, usually start with I am or something positive to change your mindset. And a lot of us, I know, read affirmations and we don't necessarily feel the affirmations. We don't allow ourselves to experience the emotions behind the affirmations. We read an affirmation and get up and go about our day without really considering what the words mean, without really allowing the words to flow through us and feeling the emotions or feeling what we want to feel when we say those emotions and when we begin to experience what those words, when we begin to physically or mentally experience the words that we're speaking. So I think that is, didn't mean to do a myth, but I believe that is a myth when it comes to affirmations. I get up in the morning and just read I am statement or something positive about me or my day. But if I don't feel it, and by feeling, I mean, if I don't see myself experiencing the affirmation, if I say I am grateful and I don't feel gratitude, I'm merely saying words without anything happening. I'm not manifesting anything. I'm not creating a better reality. I'm not changing my mindset. I'm merely reading words. And I know people will say, well, you can fake it until you make it. And that is true. But at some point, you should stop faking your affirmation, stop faking your abundance, and start accepting that it is me. It is in me. It is within me. I remember when I first got on this journey, oh, I'm going to start reading affirmations. I'm going to start, you know, thinking positive thoughts. And I would read affirmations I wrote on a piece of paper and go out about my day. And then an hour or two later, I not only forgot what I read, but I'm living the exact opposite of what was written down and what I read out loud, because I didn't give myself time to pause, breathe in, and accept what I was saying, and allowing myself to feel the emotions and visualizing what it feels like, what it looks like, what it smells like, what it tastes like, to be active in that affirmation. So you're suffering from low self-esteem, or you're having a day where you're just feeling unworthy. The first thing, an affirmation that I would tell you to remember is, I am enough. And I could end the podcast right there, because when we dive down to the surface of low self-esteem, it boils down to not feeling worthy, not feeling like you are enough. So I am here to remind you that I am enough. You are enough. And what does that mean? It means that I don't need someone else with me to feel complete. I don't need a certain hairstyle to feel like I fit in. I don't need to wear a certain type of clothing to feel whole. I don't have to be a size whatever to feel worthy. I don't have to eat a certain way. I don't have to live in a certain neighborhood. I don't have to have, you know, a certain amount of dollars in the bank. My credit score can be what it is and I still feel worthy. My shoes could be worn out and run down. I am still enough. I can be on the city bus because I can't afford the car, and I know that I am enough. I don't have to live in a big house. Wherever I live, I am enough. If I'm out on the street, if I'm doing whatever, I am enough. If I'm in a profession that people don't necessarily approve of, I am enough. Low self-esteem, those of us suffering from low self-esteem, those of us climbing out of our low self-esteem, if we remember solely that I am enough, I like to toss another word in there, I alone am enough. I started out saying, you know, I am enough without someone to make me feel complete. I feel that a lot of us suffer from low self-esteem, especially when single, because we're looking or we think we need to find our better half. And I have a major issue with that phrasing, because it makes one feel like they are only 50%, when in fact you are the complete package. You don't need another half of someone to make you whole. You alone are whole. You by yourself bring enough to the table. You are the table. So you don't need a connect four. You don't need another piece of the puzzle. You are the complete puzzle. And a lot of us get wrapped up in that better half, you know, yada, yada, yada rhetoric. Nothing's wrong. And I have no issue with marriage or becoming one. But know that even if you are alone, even if you're single, you are enough, period. Or if you're in a marriage, or if you're in a relationship and, you know, two become one, your one is still enough. You are worthy of so much. And I didn't mean to go on a tangent here because I have others to get through, so I may have to split this episode up a couple of times. But know that you are enough. You alone are enough. We suffer in silence most of the time, and we tell ourselves and we beat ourselves up and we tell ourselves how we don't belong, how unworthy we are. But you, I wish I could pour this into your brain so much that the network connects. You are enough, period, point blank. No one, if someone adds to your life, they are just extra, but you are 100% enough by yourself. Please accept that. Please understand that. Please acknowledge that you are enough. Another affirmation. Now, maybe these aren't affirmations, just things to remember when you're going through, you know, an episode that you can feel your low self-esteem dropping. Remind yourself that it's going to be okay. And I know that we have hijacked that phrase. We've hijacked the word okay to the point to where it doesn't even sound believable when someone says it. But know that everything is going to be okay, because it goes back to I am enough. Everything's going to be okay because I am enough. If you repeat those two things, if that's the only two things that you resonate with here on this episode, that's good enough for me. Know that everything is going to be okay. Know that no matter what, you will come out on top. No matter what, you will be victorious in who you are. Just know that everything is going to be okay. Adding to that, another one is, remember, this is it. Meaning, you don't have to add to the story. You don't have to take away from the story. Just know that this, if it's an incident that you went through, know that it's just this. This does not define you. This does not take away from you. This does not have to control you. It doesn't have to hold you captive. It doesn't have to keep you in solitude. This is just the event, and it's okay. I'm still going to be okay, and I still know that I am enough. I say that because, transparent moment, I say that because I remember being in relationships where something minute would happen or something insignificant would happen, but I would make it so significant that I would just have a downward mental spiral because I wanted to right my wrong so much. I wanted to, you know, make sure that I was okay, because I found my identity and happiness in making sure that things were okay instead of just accepting that I can be happy alone. So I struggled with, you know, remembering that this is it a lot, because I found identity in every single problem. And if that's you, you know how chaotic your mind is. You know how chaotic the world can be. You know how chaotic that will cause you. And going back to the previous episode, last week's episode, thoughts became things. So I would have a mental downward spiral, and I can only see things spiraling down around me because I put that thought out there and I attached emotion to it, and it had to become my reality. So I was living in hell physically while living in hell mentally. And if that's you, and if you can resonate with that, you know how that makes you feel. You know how you get out of bed and stump your toe, and the rest of the day is a reflection of you stumping your toe. You're just having a horrific day, all because you found identity in pain. found identity in something that you had no control over. Next one. You can't win without mistakes. Perfectionist, this is especially for you. It's okay to make a mistake, and I'll clarify mistakes in my next statement or affirmation, but if you're going to stumble, you're going to turn the wrong way, you're going to do something opposite of what you feel you should have done. But it is in your failures, it is in your cutback, it is in your seemingly wrong ideas that you find strength and you learn lessons. I'm reading a book called The Seed of the Soul, and it says that, you know, we repeat the lesson until we master it. And it's not the end of the world if you do something the wrong way. You just have to go through the lesson again until you get it right. Making a mistake, or seemingly to make a mistake, doesn't devalue you. It doesn't make you look less of who you are. It's just something that happened. And to go back to a previous statement, remember that it's just it, and everything's going to be okay. I know we make mistakes and we beat ourselves up. We make mistakes and we wallow in it. We make mistakes, and instead of moving forward, we focus on that mistake and focus on that mistake and focus and focus and focus on that mistake, trying to figure out in our head, where did we go wrong? What should I have done what could I have done differently? Why didn't I do it differently? And beat ourselves up in the why didn't I do this differently? But without doing things differently, you don't learn the mistakes. If you did everything right, you wouldn't have gotten the lesson. If, for instance, say you're learning to ride a bike. If you didn't make the mistake, air quotes, by not adjusting your wheel and falling, the next time you got on the bike, you knew, if I do this, I will fall. So you learn the mistakes. Just like a kid, a baby learning to walk for the first time. They stand up and they take that first step and they wobble and fall. Well, the next time they get up, they know how many wobbles, so to speak, it takes them before they fall. So sometimes they fall intentionally, or sometimes they brace themselves because they know subconsciously, if I do this longer, I'm going to fall. And eventually they learn from their mistakes. They learn that if they take another step, they're walking. If they take another step, that they're walking. And eventually they practice until they get it right. But it's because they failed the first time, they subconsciously learned what not to do in order to become successful. And I said I was going to kind of expound and contradict myself, but I'm going to quote Oprah Winfrey when I say there are no mistakes. There are only different paths back to your road. If you're a YouTuber, Oprah has an amazing interview on YouTube at the Stanford School of Business, I believe. And she closes out the interview by saying there are no mistakes. They are just different paths. And if you remind yourself that there are no mistakes, you're not making a mistake. You didn't turn right too early. You're just going down a different path. You didn't go left when you should have went right. You're just going down a different path. Using this analogy with driving, I have found that whenever I've made a wrong turn, I actually avoided something ahead. I avoided an accident, or I avoided, you know, someone driving recklessly, or I avoided some construction, and eventually I made enough turns to where I got back on my path. Maybe it took you longer than your desire, But it doesn't mean that it was a mistake, and it didn't take away from your self-worth. It's just a different path. And if you can remember that there are no mistakes, if you can remember that even in your mistakes, although there are no mistakes, you learn your lessons, you understand how life can be. So just to recap, because I'm going to close out this episode without making it extremely long, and we'll pick back up on our affirmations and statements next time. Remember that you are enough. Again, if you pick up nothing else from today's episode or nothing else from this podcast, period, please remember that you alone are enough. Remember that everything is going to be okay. It's not the end of the world. It may seem like it, but it's not the end of the world. Remember that whatever you're going through, this is it. You don't have to add to it. It doesn't devalue you. It's just this incident, this situation, and this moment. You can't win without mistakes. That's just the way, that's the way the universe has designed it. We do different things, but we learn the lesson. And that's the beauty of life. You keep going through, you keep facing the same challenge, but once you conquer it, once you learn the lesson, you don't have to repeat the lesson. You just have to remember the lesson. So the next time a situation presents itself, you add the lessons that you've already learned to get you closer to learning the next lesson. Lessons do build on top of each other. I'm not sure if we recognize that. Maybe I'll talk about that in a later episode. And there are no mistakes from the wise Oprah. And if you don't want to listen to Oprah, then just kidding. Everybody doesn't like or listen to Oprah, but she is valuable and she has something to say. There are no mistakes. There are just different paths that we take to get to our destination. And if you can remember that, if you can acknowledge those affirmations, I do believe that climbing out of low self-esteem will be easier. In our next episode, I have a few more that I would like to go through, but I didn't want to extend this episode longer than I normally do. We'll pick back up on part two of affirmations for low self-esteemers. I hope you all have had as much fun as I have. If you have questions, if you have comments, if you have a suggestion, feel free to inbox me on Facebook. You can find me there. My name is Tempest S. Smith. The link for Facebook will be in the show notes. Please like and follow my page. Or you can also email me at overcoming@vatsjr.com. That is overcoming@TEATSJR.com. Again, thank you so much for tuning into this episode. I hope to see you all next time. Bye. Are you a nonprofit or starting a nonprofit? Take our Nonprofits Are Us profitable nonprofit assessment only at nonprofitsareus.net. That's nonprofits, the letter R, us.net. Nonprofits Are Us is my newest baby, where I am producing profitable nonprofits. Nonprofits Are Us equips, trains, and educates small to medium-sized nonprofits on how to be successful, how to run their nonprofit as a business, and how to win all across the board. If you are a nonprofit or if you're considering starting a nonprofit, feel free to visit our website at nonprofitsareus.net. That is nonprofits, the letter R, us.net.
Spring is in the air at Littleton Coin Company, and we want to help you brighten your collection. Visit us at littletoncoin.com all month long to enjoy 15% off your purchase. With a wide selection of coins, paper money, supplies, and more, Littleton Coin Company has something for every collector's taste. Use promo code SPRING at littletoncoin.com for 15% off your purchase all month long. Restrictions apply. Littleton Coin Company, serving collectors since 1945.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.